Gaming facilities have some new competition in upstate New York. The Yellow Brick Road Casino has opened in Chitnango, a small town about 15, 20 miles east of Syracuse. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Gamblers started waiting along a yellow brick path in front of the casino the night before the opening from Albany.
Just the name of the casino alone, that's what drew us here.
And from nearby Syracuse.
I love it. So let's see if we win money.
Welcome to Yellow Brick Road Casino.
The $20 million casino was built in less than 6 months inside an abandoned storefront in an underused strip mall just outside the village of Chitnango. Its claim to fame is that it's the birthplace of L. Frank Baum, who wrote the book The Wizard of Oz. The Oneida Nation will run the casino. Spokesman Ray Halberter says it fuses gaming and the iconic Oz brand. He believes it's ultimately good for the small town.
Chitnango in particular can benefit from that theme. They have the Oz extravaganza, but they also, I understand there's some additional refinements people are doing to some of their buildings to make it more sort of Oz-like and tourist-like.
Whether it boosts business in the nearby village remains to be seen. Mark Cooper owns the New York Pizzeria on the village's main drag, and he's not sure how it will all play out.
You know, it's possible that a lot of people coming to go to the casino will drive by and say, oh, there's a pizza place, let's stop there. It's going to be cheaper than going there.
This is the latest move in the growth of gaming in New York State. There are already 5 upstate Indian casinos, including the Turning Stone in Verona that's also run by the Oneida Nation. They'll be joined soon by 3 other Vegas-style casinos approved by the state last year, including the new Lago Casino between Syracuse and Rochester. Halberter doesn't think the market is saturated.
We've always anticipated that there would be new gaming in the state of New York. We just wanted it to be done in a way that really brings new business and doesn't just shift it around within the state.
At this point, a trip down the Yellow Brick Road will lead to 430 slot machines and a 500-seat bingo hall. Halberter expects there will also be table games added in the future. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.